BBC News with Neil Nunes. The head of the United Nations has said that the coronavirus pandemic is a threat to all humanity. Antonio Guterres said that individual country responses were not enough and international cooperation and solidarity were crucial in the fight against the disease. The UN has launched a $2 billion funding drive to help vulnerable countries which lack even the most basic healthcare facilities. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says foreign ministers at Wednesday's Group of Seven conference discussed what he called China's intentional disinformation campaign about the origins of the coronavirus. Washington's repeatedly criticized Beijing for suppressing information at the start of the outbreak. Here in Britain, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended the government's response to the pandemic in the face of continued criticism that too few frontline health workers are being tested or getting essential protective equipment. Earlier in Parliament, the opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn asked why some medical staff had been forced to buy their own protection gear from shops. President Putin, citing concerns over the spread of COVID-19, has postponed a referendum on constitutional change that would allow him to stay in office for many more years. Official statistics show a steady and sharp rise in the infection rate in Russia. Italian media say a person who lives in the same guest house as Pope Francis is being treated in hospital for a coronavirus infection. One newspaper says the person is thought to be a priest living in the Santa Marta guest house. The Vatican has not commented. In other news, Afghanistan's National Security Council says representatives of the government and the Taliban will meet face-to-face for further discussions on the exchange of prisoners. No date was given for the talks. BBC News.